Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you think there's a chance that they're going to sell off some players here?
Yeah, I think if they're 8 games under 500, they have to learn from last year's mistake, and they've got to get pieces back. One thing UB said that I found interesting. So, yes, last year they had a deal with the Astros, and I was told, I asked Rizzo about this, and he denied it, and I don't know if it was true or not. I was told by someone who would have known that in that trade, they were getting back a catcher named Garrett Stubbs, who was in AAA, hit over 300, and a pitcher named Josh James, who's in the big leagues right now, who throws 100. And he could either be your fourth or fifth starter at this moment, or he'd be a lights-out pitcher in your bullpen. So they definitely would have gotten pieces back for Bryce Harper that could be in the major leagues right now. The big question to me is Rendon. I would be re-signing him. Don't you guys think they have to re-sign Anthony Rendon? You can't lose him.
No, JP was throwing out all these pieces they could move, and I was fine with literally all of them except Rendon.
No, I said you move him if you're not fully confident you're going
to
re-sign him.
Well, you just have to sign him.
He's a Boris guy, right? Like, if
you just have to sign him.
He wants to go for the biggest thing, and you offer him like a huge amount, and he doesn't want it.
You lose the negotiation. You have to sign him. He wins.
Well, Boris is already, for the record, telling people. I talked to somebody this week who said Boris told them basically that they missed the boat on Anthony Rendon. Yeah. Now, I don't believe that for the record. I think that's an agent saying what an agent's supposed to say because, you know, he's got all the leverage. Anthony Rendon has said a million times, I'm not Bryce Harper. If I want to re-sign and be here, I'm going to re-sign and be here. I just think from a business standpoint, losing Bryce, whatever you think of that decision, and I think it was the right decision. He's hitting 230 in Philly right now. He wouldn't fix their problems. That's not the end of the world. If the next offseason you lose Rendon, I just think people start looking around and going, wait a second, we're not the Oakland A's. Like, why aren't we re-signing our star players here? I think it'd be a bad look.
Anthony Rendon has been playing chess for years for the Washington Nationals. Are they going to be able to keep him? Are they going to lock him up? Those are really, to me, right now, with the Nats season coming apart at the seams, the questions I care the most about with this baseball team right now. He's 28 years old. The sixth overall pick back in 2011 has become one of the better players in baseball. He's a career 287 hitter. Over the course of his career, an 840 OPS. Inexplicably has never been an all-star. That's one of the more misleading anecdotes you'll hear all day. He's incredible, and he's homered in consecutive games, had a great run he scored last night on a really heads-up base-running play, getting a read at second base. He's a sterling defender. There's nothing he can't do, and right now he's one of the few guys giving the Nats a shot every night.
The right-hander kicks and throws, and a swing and a drive belted to left center field. This one way back toward the wall, and it is gone. And Anthony Rendon has homered again. That's home run number 9. He continues to tear up Mets pitching. He's got the Nats on the board. It's now 4-1 in favor of the Mets as Rendon homers for the second straight game.
It was Jagler, as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan last night. The only amendment I'd make to what he said on a quality call is he's not just killing Mets pitching, he's killing all pitching.
Everybody.
He's hitting .342 on the season. Understand, that would be the second highest batting average in baseball behind Cody Bellinger. If he qualified with ABs, he missed the better part of 3 weeks.
And he'll qualify in a couple weeks, basically.
.342 average, 9 homers. He's on pace for 31 jacks, despite missing the better part of a month. His OPS is .1141. Get this. Everyone knows about Christian Yelich, who's probably going to win the MVP award for a second straight season. And Cody Bellinger is having a historical year with the Dodgers.
And it's ridiculous what he's doing.
Those two guys are the only players in the sport with better OPSs than Anthony Rendon right now. Over his last 7 games in a 7-game hitting streak, he is 12 for 25 at the plate. And apropos of his entire career, it's completely getting overlooked for a few reasons. Number one, the Nationals aren't playing well. Number two, because, again, he doesn't have the quantifiable number of at-bats, we're at a point with Anthony Rendon where, until he gets there, no one's going to mention him with the league leaders. So this is kind of how his whole career has gone. But, Danny, it is time to lock Rendon up if they're going to do it.
It was time. I mean, it's been time. This is what I said. Now, right now, I mean, this is a very small sample size. There's 12 years and, you know, 5 months to go. But it's why I said the Nationals should have been more, I don't know, aggressive in trying to re-sign Bryce Harper. The idea that, well, we'll just re-sign Anthony Rendon. There are no guarantees there. There's no guarantee that it's all going to work out, right? We're just sort of counting, well, eventually they'll re-sign Trey Turner. Will they? I don't know. I don't know that. And the Price is Right is a great game show. We all know that. There's a Price is Right game where there's the mountain climber, and there's that graph that goes up, and you have to say stop, and it goes, yo-de-yo-de-yo-de-yo, and it keeps going up, and the price keeps going up. Every homer, every night where he's the only reason to come to the ballpark and watch while Juan Soto is scuffling, while there's fourth and fifth starters are scuffling, while the bullpen is igniting leads, he's making great plays at third base. Oh, by the way, a sterling defender, gold glove caliber. Won't get it because he plays in the same league as Nolan Arenado.
I got two guys better defensively in the whole sport than him, Arenado
and Machado.
And I won't even put Machado above Machado's Rendon better? At this point. I think he makes more flashy plays.
I think
he's very good. I think Rendon probably makes more plays. The other guy's Matt Chapman from the Oakland A's.
No, Chapman's outstanding.
He's incredible. But bottom line is, he's one of the best defensive players in the sport. But I mentioned this on with the Junkies yesterday when I called in, and I wanted to throw this off of you. I was talking to someone about getting a deal done with Rendon with the ball club recently. And one of the things that they said was essentially when the Nolan Arenado deal got done, the thought was, well, now we kind of know how we could go about negotiating with Anthony Rendon, what the ceiling for a contract would look like, and mm-hmm. it's going to make it more easy. I've thought since Arenado got his deal that Anthony Rendon was going to get a contract in Washington. He's not Bryce Harper. He's not a guy that's always just been in it for every penny. He's not a guy that was going to go to the highest bidder. I've never thought that. We sat down with him at spring training,
mm-hmm.
and he said to us what he said to Nats reporters on the record for years, which was, I am not the same as some of these other guys. If I tell Scott Boras, get me a contract, he's got to get me a contract. He works for me, not vice versa. So I've always kind of felt like Rendon is more Strasburg than Harper. Strasburg, with Boras, got a deal for $7 million and $175 million done ahead of free agency to get extended and stay with Washington, whereas Harper left via free agency, as you all know. But here's something I heard from someone who recently talked to Scott Boras. So this is one lily pad connected to Boras. I didn't hear this directly from him. Apparently, he told that person that the Nationals already missed the boat on getting a deal done with Anthony Rendon.
That doesn't surprise me, honestly.
Now, that's up to Anthony Rendon, not Scott Boras. And I think that's probably an agent starting to float, and you're going to hear this, I'm sure. One of his guys who does all of his reporting, like John Heyman, will put out there soon enough. Anthony Rendon's going to hit free agency. But think about this. A team with immense money is the Texas Rangers.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Rendon is from Texas. That would make a lot of sense. If I'm Scott Boras, I would want people to think it's too late. But he is at least already telling people the Nationals missed the boat.
Because everyone's going, oh my God, look at what this guy's doing with this garbage lineup that, you know, the only regular that's was designed to be in the lineup that's hitting over 270 is Adam Eaton. They can't score except for my client. So, yeah, the asking price is going up every day because if I'm on Rendon's side here, if I'm Scott Boras, I go, they're extra desperate. Or they better be because they just lost Bryce Harper. Everyone is furious at them for how bad this season has gone after last year's disappointment. Name the bright spots right now in the organization. The answer is Anthony Rendon. That's where it starts. They should be desperate to sign my guy. So that's why I say, yoli, 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 yoli. The little mountain climber's going up.
If I'm the Nats, Grant Lerner, I'm putting a $250 million offer in front of the guy today. Here's the question I want you to answer next. We should pose this on the phones as well. What would it look like if he walked within a calendar year of Bryce walking?
Mm-hmm.
This is an organization that was a division winner year in and year out, a playoff team, precipice of a World Series run, perhaps. And in a span of two off seasons, you could have lost your two best players.
Yep.
Rendon, to me, is a better all-around player than Bryce Harper at this point and is more important to keep in this organization. He's more beloved. He helps you. And I think that in more ways. And I think that the fact that Harper's already left only compounds how badly you need to keep Rendon.
Yes.
But I would wonder and worry about just the health of the fan base. Baseball in D.C. as a growing entity and as this beloved organization, if the Lerner's allowed Anthony Rendon to walk. Now, there's another conversation to have, which is if you know he's going to leave, do you trade him for a bunch of pieces at the deadline?
Because, by the way, where they're going this season, that's a legitimate conversation we should be having soon about who do you move on from and who do you keep.
But what would you think as a Nats fan if they didn't re-sign Anthony Rendon? If he is on another team next year, and in 2 years you've lost Harper and you've lost Rendon, and the history says already that this team just doesn't pay their own guys a lot of money. It's cool when you let Desmond and Jordan Zimmermann walk and those guys bottom out at their next stop. But when Harper goes on to win a division hitting 39 or 41 homers this year and is an MVP at some point in Philly, and Rendon leaves and, let's say, helps the Texas Rangers to an ALCS at some point, this is a different conversation now. These are MVP caliber players we're talking about.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.